குஞ்சபிஹாரி ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபிஜனவல்லப கிரிவரதாரி கோபிஜனவல்லப கிரிவரதாரி யசோதானந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதானந்தன யசோதானந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன ஜமுனா தீரவனசாரி ஜமுனா தீரவன சாரி ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி ஜயோ ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி ஜெயம் விஷ்ணுபாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிரஜகாச்சாரி அஷ்டோத்தர சத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமத் அபயச்சன்னாரவிந்த் பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கீ. ஜெயம் விஷ்ணுபாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிரஜகாச்சாரி அஷ்டோத்தர சத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமத் ஸ்ரீல பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி கோஸ்வாமி மாரா ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கீ. அனந்த கோட்டி வைஷ்ணவ விருந்த கீ. நமாச்சாரிய ஸ்ரீ ஹரிதாஸ் தாக்கூர் கீ. பிரேம் சி கஹோ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர பக்த விருந்தகி ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண கோப கோபிநாத ஷாம குண்ட ராதா குண்ட கிரிராஜ் கோவர்தன் கீ. பிரஜ் பூமி ஸ்ரீ விருந்தாவன் தாம கீ. நவத்வீப் மாயாபூர் தாம கீ. பாணிஹாட்டி தாம கீ. ஜெகநாத்புரி தாம கீ. கங்கா மாயி கீ. ஜமுனா மாயி கீ. பக்தி தேவி கீ. துளசி தேவி கீ. சமவேத பக்த விருந்த கீ. நிதாய கௌர பிரேமானந்தே. ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ குரு அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ கௌரங்க. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada, Text Number 12. Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ya Uttama Shloka Parayana Janaha Jeevanti Natmartham Asau Parashrayam ముమోచ నిర్విద్య కుథ కలేవరం శివాయ లోకస్య భూత భవాయ భూతయే యత్తమ శ్లోక పరాయణా జనః జీవంతి నాత్మార్థం అసౌ పరాశ్రయం ముమోచ నిర్విద్య కుతః కలేవరం శివాయ లోకస్య భవాయ భూతయే య ఉత్తమ శ్లోక పరాయణా జనాః జీవంతి నాత్మార్థం అసౌ పరాశ్రయం ముమోచ నిర్విద్య కుతః కలేవరం సౌ పరాశ్రయం తిరుచిద్యో కలేవరం శివాయ లోకస్య భవాయ భూతయే యత్తమ శ్లోక పరాయణ జనాః జీవంతి నాత్మార్థం పరాశ్రయం ముమోచ నిర్విద్య కుతః కలేవరం శివాయ లోకస్య భవాయ భూతయే ఉత్తమ శ్లోక పరాయణా జనాః జీవంతి నాత్మార్థం అసౌ పరాశ్రయం ముమోచ నిర్విద్య కుతః కలేవరం శివాయ వెల్ఫేర్ లోకస్య ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ భవాయ ఫర్ ఫ్లరిషింగ్ భూతయే ఫర్ ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ యే వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోక పరాయణః devoted to the cause of personality of Godhead. Janaha, men, jivanti, do live, na, but not, atmartham, self-interest, asau, that, parashrayam, shelter for others, mumocha, give up, nirvidya, being freed from all attachment, kutaha, for what reason, kalevaram, mortal body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who are devoted to the cause of personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though the Emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was shelter for others? Purport. Parikshit Maharaj was an ideal king and householder because he was a devotee of the personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualifications. And the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for all the worldly opulences in his position. But since he was king for the all-around welfare of his citizens, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public, not only for not only for this life, but also for the next. He would not allow slaughterhouses or killing of cows. He was not a foolish and partial administrator who would arrange for the protection of one living being and allow another to be killed. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he knew perfectly well how to conduct his administration for everyone's happiness, men, animals, plants, and all living creatures. He was not selfishly interested. Selfishness is either self-centered or self-extended. He was neither. His interest was to please the Supreme Truth, personality of Godhead. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the king's interest must be identical with that of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord wants all living beings to be obedient to him and thereby become happy. Therefore, the king's interest is to guide all subjects back to the kingdom of God. Hence, the activities of the citizens should be so coordinated that they can, at the end, go back home, back to Godhead. Under the administration of representative king, the kingdom is full of opulence. At that time, human beings need not eat animals. There are ample food grains, milk, fruit and vegetables so that the human beings as well as the animals can eat sumptuously and to their heart's content. If all living beings are satisfied with food and shelter and obey the prescribed rules, there cannot be any disturbance between one living being and another. Emperor Parikshit was a worthy king and therefore all were happy during his reign. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopisaka Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I thank all of you for coming for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I beg blessings from all the devotees. So it's been a long gap of almost 3 years. Because of some health reasons, I was not able to do this service. So this purport is self-explanatory about the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. So there is some discussion which comes up in Mahabharata Shanti Parva, where Bhishma is talking to devotees. So there it mentioned that Kalova Karanam Ragyo Raja Va ಕಾಲ ಕಾರಣಂ ಇತಿ ತೇ ಸಂಶಯ ಮಾಭೂತ್ ರಾಜಕಾಲಸ್ಯ ಕಾರಣಂ. ಸೊ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಏಜ್ ಆರ್ ಏರಾ ದಟ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ, ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಗುಡ್ ದ ಏಜ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ. ಸೊ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಸೂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೋಪಾದ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್. So the ultimate essence of Rajadharma is the protection of the people, the means for which are like spice, they use spice, dana at appropriate time, freedom from jealousy, valor, competence, friendship of the noble ones, accumulation of wealth and grains, nourishing sages and people from good families, fulfilling the needs of the army, and taking care of friends, enemies and mediators in the manner that is suited to them. This is mentioned that if a king follows these religious principles about dharma, then the kingdom can be very nicely flourishing. So Angirsha Rishi, he says that if a king takes good care of people, it is as good as adhering to all dharmas. Why then he needs tapa or yagya or any such sacrificial activities? So in the Arthashastra, it is mentioned that there are six types of fort, durga. So there is something called Jala Durga, which is in misty of, it's made in the center of the waters. And then there is Maru Durga, which is made in deserts. Giri Durga, which is made on hilltops. Vanadurga, which is made in forest. Mahidurga, which is bounded by earthly walls. And there is most importantly one which is called Nirdurga. Nirdurga means one which is formed by citizens of that country or kingdom. So, of all the six varieties which we have seen, the most important is the Nridurga, the fort which is bound by the citizens. And the quality of citizens' life will be completely dependent upon the ruler who is ruling the kingdom. So here we already see that Parikshit Maharaj, who was an ideal king, a Rajarishi. Rajarishi means a king who is like a sage. So Bhagavata mentions that yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchena sarvair gunestatra samasute sura. So one who is a devotee of the Lord, he imbibes all kind of godly qualities, and with those godly qualities he will rule the kingdom. So today happens to be Panihati Chidadehi festival. So we'll try to discuss the festival sequence and also glorify one kingly devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who was also from a royal kingdom, and he also attained the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I have made a acronym, Raghunath. So gradually we'll see each and every thing, and we'll try to discuss the entire pastime also with some life learning lessons as a sadhaka. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins this chapter by saying, Mahaprabhur Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan Jaha Dekhi Prita Hoi Gaura Bhagavan. So the important quality among all the Vaishnavas is renunciation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much pleased when a devotee has that virtue. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he had met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions to him that Prabhura Sikshate Teho Nijaghare Jai Markata Vairagya Chhadi Hailo Vishaya Pray. So give up this monkey renunciation and go to your home and यू स्टे एट होम। भीतरे वैराग्य बाहिरे करो सर्वकर्म देखिए ता माता पिता आनंदित मन। सो दिस फर्स्ट वर्ड आर इज रिप्रेजेंट्स द रॉयल एंड रेवरेंशियल लाइफ ही वॉज लीडिंग, येट ही लेड अ रिनाउंस्ड लाइफ। ऑल्दो ही वॉज सराउंडेड बाय ऑल काइंड ऑफ फैसिलिटीज एट होम, स्टिल ही वॉज क्वाइट रिनाउंस्ड। And because he was practicing renunciation from inside and externally he was doing duties as a king. So his mother and father were also very much happy and delighted with that. But eventually they could see that he would start escaping from the house and that would disturb them. So his father says to his mother that Indra sama Aishwarya stri apsara sama ei sab bandhite narilike janra mana. His mind could not be bound with the opulences as good as Indra and a beautiful wife as good as an angel. Then how we can bind him here? Then he says a very important concept here. Chaitanya chandrere kripa hoyeche ihare chaitanya chandre batul ke rakhite pare. So he has received the blessings of Chaitanya Chandra. And because he has received that blessings, he has become mad man. He has become mad after the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as sadhakas, we also have gone through a lot of academic achievements and a lot of fame, prestige, money. All this we have earned in our lives, and we also somehow by some divine intervention of some devotee or a Prabhupada book or some Mahaprasad or some previous Sukriti, we got connected to this movement of Srila Prabhupada. And if you reflect back how we had been involved, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, विद्यार गौरवे भ्रमि देशे देशे धन उपार्जन करी स्वजन पालन करी एक मने भूलिनु तुम्हारे हरी। सो भक्तिवरण ठाकुर सेइंग दैट वी आर ट्रैवलिंग फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर प्राउड ऑफ आवर एजुकेशन and earning a lot of wealth and maintaining our family members. That was our only absorption. Vidya ravilase katayinu kala paramasahase ami tomara charanana bhajinu kabhu ekhona sharana tumi. So finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is concluding here that you are the only shelter. Similarly, we also wandering birth after birth, somehow we got connected to this movement and we started seeking shelter of Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then one fine morning, Raghunath Das, he arrives at Panihati and on the bank of Ganga, he sees that Lord Nityananda is seated on a raised stone platform with all his associates around and they were discussing some Katha. So the Vaishnavas, they went and whispered in the eyes of Raghunath, sorry, Nityananda Prabhu, that Raghunath has come. Shuni Prabhu kahe chora dili darshan, aye aye aji tumar karimu dandan. So you thief, you have come, but you are standing far away from me. Come, I'll punish you. And then Nityananda Prabhu calls him and he places his he catches hold of him and places his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das. And then he says that, because you were fearing from me and you were escaping me, so I'll give you a punishment. What is the punishment? Dahi chida bhakshana karaho mora gane, shuni anandita hoilo Raghunathe mone. So the punishment is that, feed all my devotees with dahi and chida. So
Then he started arranging for various ingredients like chipped rice, chida, and then dahi. And then he arranged some devotees to start boiling milk so that we can have condensed milk also. And then he arranged for some sweetmeats, sandesh, sugar, champakela, which is very famous in that area. So like this, he was arranging all the ingredients for this organization of the festival. So then he started mixing two different areas. One was dahi chida and one was doodh chida. So here I'll just pause a little and I'll share a brief recipe of how dahi chida and doodh chida are made. I'll share the authentic one also, and I'll share the latest one also. So we soak the chipped rice, and then you mix it with yogurt. Then you add champakela, some sugar, and sandesh is added into that. So this is the original authentic recipe, but in today's scenario, we can add a little elaichi into it, and some mangoes. If you have dates and kismis, that can be also added. And finally, you can have roasted almonds and cashew into it. So that is the authentic and the modern. Because we want more taste buds. So for that. And in doodh chida, we have condensed milk, which is mixed with the soaked chipped rice. And then you have champakela and sweetmeats like sandesh, sugar. And along with that, small amount of eatable camphor is added to that. That is with the milk part. And in modern scenario, we can have same mango, dates, kismis, and almonds and cashew. So this is how we can have nice dahi chida and doodh chida, which is awaiting everyone, I think, in today's lunch also. So Raghunath Das Goswami started sharing two pots, one of doodh chida and one is dahi chida, to all the Vaishnavas. And the news started spreading all across, and all the brahmanas from neighborhood villages also started pouring down, and all the gentlemen also started coming. So there was a lot, big assembly there. So Raghunath Das was arranging for more and more such ingredients for meeting the need of so many devotees there. And then the devotees started spreading out, seated on the bank of Ganga, and they were honoring. And the place was filled. They started entering Ganga waters, and half submerged they were honoring doodh chida and dahi chida. So that was kind of pulina bhojan. So Nityanand Prabhu mentions that gopa jati ami bahu gopa gana sange ami sukha pai ai pulina bhojan range. So pulina bhojan means honoring prasadam footstep at the bank of river. So Nityanand Prabhu again gets reminded of the Yamuna river and the other cowherd boys in presence of Krishna. He was honoring the various eatables which were sent by the other mothers. So Raghav Pandit arrives there and he says that, what is this happening here? You were supposed to come for lunch at my place, and I have arranged for so many eatables cooked with nice ghee. So then Nityanand Prabhu says that, today we'll enjoy pulina bhojan. Tonight I'll come to your place and I'll enjoy your eatables. So like this, the entire festivity was happening. And then Nityanand Prabhu, out of his meditation, he invokes the presence of Lord Chaitanya there. And both the brothers, Gaur Nitai, they started feeding each other with doodh chida and dahi chida, and they were enjoying this entire festival. And very few of amongst the assembled could see this, but who could see, they relish the ecstatic emotions which the two brothers were sharing. So this whole concept reminds us about association of devotees coming together and relishing the association. So at this point, Nityanand Prabhu proclaims, आज्ञा दिला हरि बोली करहो भोजन हरि हरि ध्वनि उठी भरिलो भुवन. So Nityanand Prabhu ordered, all of you eat, chanting the names of Lord Hari, immediately the holy names Hari Hari resounded, the filling the entire universe. So pura, the whole entire Panihati was resounding with the names of Hari. So as a sadhaka, we also aspire for sadhu sangha, and scriptures also mentioned that sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi lav matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also prays that, oh he Vaishnava Thakur dayara sagar idase koruna kori diyo pada chaya shodhoy amar tomar charan dhari. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord's devotees, the Vaishnavas. Eka ki amar nahi paye bal hari naam sankirtane tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho krishna naam dhane. So if you want to perform devotional service, we need always association of devotees. So like this, the entire festival was going on, and then Nityananda Prabhu calls for Raghunath, and he says that Nityananda Mahaprabhu Kripalu Udar Raghunathir Bhagya Ato Koila Angikar. He bestowed so much of mercy on Raghunath Das Goswami that he invoked Lord Chaitanya's presence there. Nityananda Prabhava Kripa Janibe Kon Jan Mahaprabhu Ani Koraye Pulina Bhojan. So Mahaprabhu was there and they enjoyed the beautiful pastime. So this is the mercy of one who is grateful. So here G stands for gratefulness. Because Raghunath Das was grateful towards the Vaishnavas, that is why Nityananda Prabhu showered this complete mercy, and he also invoked the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we also are in the association of devotees, and we also start serving and we receive the blessings of devotees, what will happen? We also engage ourselves in bhajan kriya, that is the practices of devotional service. Shravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasyare pujana sakhijana atmanivedana govinda dasa bhilashare. So once we receive the mercy of the devotees, then we start engaging in the navvidha bhakti, the ninth process of devotional service. And when we start practicing the nine paths of devotional service, eventually what will happen? The anarthas in our heart will also start gradually dissipating. So, when the anarthas are gradually dissipating from the heart, that is when we develop non-enviousness. We are not jealous towards devotees, and we started loving each and every soul. So, and in that consciousness, we would love to share whatever we have with others. We don't keep it or stack it for ourselves. So here also, Raghunath Das Goswami, Anandita Raghunath Prabhura Seshapaya Apanara Ganasaha Khailo Bhatiya. So he received the Mahaprasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So he heartily and happily distributed the remnants and shared with each one of them. So when the Shad Vishaya Rog, which is there, which we are suffering for millions of lifetimes, if that is destroyed eventually, we also develop the desire to love and share Krishna and Krishna's blessings with everyone. This is the process of anartha nivritti. Chaya begadomi chaya dosha shodhi chaya guna deho dase
छाय शत संग देहो आमार बसेछी संगे राशि.
Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. This is how the transformation happens when we are serving devotees in association and engaging bhajan kriya. Then we have anarthas being dissipated from our heart.
Vishaya chadi hakabe shuddha habe mana kabe hamahe abo shri vrindavana.
So when the mind is completely purified and being freed from material anxieties and desires, that is when we can understand the conjugal pastimes of Shri Radha and Krishna, and then our spiritual life will be successful. Now, having seen this, Nityananda Prabhu now proclaims another benediction on Raghunath Das Goswami, the ultimate blessings, which is release from family life. So, Kahila Chaitanya Gosai Koriya Chen Bhojan Tanra Sesha Paile Tomar Khandilo Bandhan. All the noose and network of family attachment is now cut because you have received the Mahaprasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, before coming to Krishna consciousness and getting purified, we all had so many asaktis. We were so much attachments, material attachments, we had worldly attachments. But once we receive the mercy of the Lord, then all those attachments are cut and we started developing spiritual attachment. Even Bhagavad Gita also begins with material attachment and it ends with spiritual attachment. How Dhritarashtra was attached to kingdom, children and family life, whereas at the end Krishna ends with sarvadharman parityajya, which is a spiritual attachment. So spiritual life is all about giving up material attachments and developing spiritual attachments.
Idhana yavana पुत्र परिजन इथे की आछे परती तीरे कमल दल जल जीवन तलमल भजहु हरिपद नीति रे.
What assurance of real happiness there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members. This life is tottering like a drop of water on the lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. So, when one's anarthas are dissipated from the heart and he gives up material attachments and started developing spiritual attachments, eventually he becomes so humble, so meek that he starts behaving like a neophyte devotee. Like his heart is like a neophyte, that every day he thinks that I am beginning my Krishna consciousness today. So that is the naveness, the newness in Raghunath Das Goswami also, which could see. And with that, he presents his complete dependency on the Supreme Lord. So the next morning, after the Chidadai festival, the next morning when Nityananda Prabhu, after his Nitya Kritya, he assembled with devotees again. जैसे बोलते हैं ना, नुक्कड़ पे बैठे थे तो माँ नित्यानंद प्रभु इज ऑल्सो सीटेड विद ऑल हिज डिवोटीज एंड दे वर डिस्कसिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स. देन रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ही थ्रू राघव पंडित सबमिटेड हिज डिजायर, हिज प्ली.
अधम पामर मुई हीन जीवाधम मोर इच्छा होए पाए चैतन्य चरण.
सो आई एम लोवेस्ट ऑफ मेन, मोस्ट सिनफुल, बट आई वॉन्ट टू अचीव द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. Like a dwarf, I am trying to catch the moon.
Tomara kripa vina keho chaitanya na paaye, tumi kripa koile tanre adhamaye paaye.
So any fallen soul like me can also attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if only you bestow your benediction on me.
Mor mathe padadhori karo prasad nirvigna chaitanya paaye. करो आशीर्वाद.
bestow your lotus feet on my head by placing them and bless me that I can, without any challenges or obstacles further, I could easily and as early as possible attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in a bhajan. Tomar charan bina kichu dhana samsare na ache ar bhakati vinoda jad vidya chhadi tuva pada kore sar. So apart from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no other wealth in the entire creation. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing his heart on behalf of all the fallen souls like all of us. Jada vidya chhadi tuva pade kore sar. I should understand the essence of Krishna consciousness, that is catching hold of your lotus feet by giving up jada vidya, the material mundane knowledge. So this is the stage of, in one sense, nishtha, where one can establish himself in Krishna consciousness and without any deviation. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he addresses all the devotees there. Ihara Vishaya Sukha Indra Samasukha. So this Raghunath, he has the opulences as good as Indra. Then he says, Chaitanya Kripate Seho Nai Bhai Mana. He is not a developing desire to Chaitanya Chandra. Sabe Ashirvad Karo Pauka Chaitanya Charana. So if all of you bestow and your blessings on him, he will be attaining the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, we also want to develop taste in Krishna consciousness. Now everything we are doing is just Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, regulated. Prabhupada had told that you have to chant 16 rounds, so we are chanting it. Follow regulative principles, we are doing it. Come for morning program. These are some regulations which we are following. But of course, I was not, I have to admit here that for last couple of years I was not so well that I could regularly come for morning program. So here is mentioning that one who has attained the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, even the happiness which is available in heavenly planets and Brahma Loka, that is also tuchha for him. So when we have developed the desire, taste, ruchi for Krishna consciousness, that is when we can share Krishna consciousness with others also. Kobe jiva daya hoibe udoy, nija sukha bhuli shudina hridoy, bhakati vinoda koriya binoy, shri agya tahal koribe prachar. So when will I feel compassion for all living beings? When will I forget my own pleasure in genuine humility? And when will I, Bhakti Vinod, meekly go from door to door preaching your message of love? So of course, our struggle is quite ahead to go. Like now, we go out to preach because we want to have some engagement for ourselves. Also, we have Vacho Vegam, so that can be also dovetailed. And we have Vato Vegam also here, which can be also engaged in traveling and preaching. But eventually, when that Vato Vegam and Vacho Vegam is gone, we can develop real desire to preach when we develop the taste for Krishna consciousness. Then, when Raghunath Das Goswami has received the blessings from all the Vaishnavas, that is when Nityananda Prabhu develops a deep trust in him. And because of that, even Raghunath Das Goswami also was showing his ultimate surrender, and that service led to another benediction. So Nityananda Prabhu says that, Swarupere sthane tume koribe samarpana antarang bhritte boli rakhive charane. So you will be entrusted in the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Antaranga as an internal associate, as an internal servant, you will be kept in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nishchinte hoye jao apana bhavan achire nirvigna paabe chaitanya charan. So nishchinte, without any doubt, just go freely to your house and achire, matlab without any delay, nirvigna, without any difficulties and challenges, paabe chaitanya charan, you will get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was another benediction given by Nityananda Prabhu. So after receiving these blessings from Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, he consults Raghav Pandit and the treasurer of Nityananda Prabhu, and he gives some donation of 100 gold coins and 7 tolas of gold in the treasury of Nityananda Prabhu. This is the symbol of ultimate surrender, Sharanagati. So in Bhajan Sharanagati also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptritva Varana Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palana Bhakti Anukula Matra Karyera Svikar Bhakti Pratikul Bhava Varjanangikar. So the ways of Sharanagati are humility, dedication of the self, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, faith that Krishna will surely protect, execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion, and renunciation of conduct adverse to pure devotion. So these are the Shadvidha Sharanagati. Even Narottam Das Thakur in Prarthana, he mentions, Ashraya Loya Bhaje Krishna Nahi Tare Tyage. So one who takes ashraya, shelter of a devotee, and Krishna will never give them up. Krishna will always keep him in his side. So this is a kind of complete dedication. So we may call it a stage of bhava also. And then finally, Raghunath Das Goswami is reaching home. Tanra pada dhuli loya swagriha aila Nityananda kripa paye krithartha manila. He took the blessings of Raghunath Das Goswami, Nityananda, and all the Vaishnavas there, and fearlessly now he entered his bhavan. So when we humbly present ourselves with service attitude, and then we see that all the obstacles in our devotional life can be removed, and then we can become qualified to attain prema of devotional service. So this kind of prema was also exhibited by Shripad Madhendra Puri. He went through so much of pain and tribulation, traveling all throughout from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri and getting Chandan for Sri Gopal's pleasure. So it is mentioned, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami mentions that, Praghada premere swabhav achar nij dukha vignadi na kore vichar. The condensed love is such rich that the inconveniences and impediments one goes through in one's life, in the path of purification and in service of the Supreme Lord and Guru and Gauranga, that is easily taken away. And when someone develops that love and desire to serve the Supreme Lord unadulterated way, endlessly, that is when one can sing this line, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nache Amarma. Nache Amarma, Nache Amarma. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nache Amarma. And in that consciousness, when we absorb ourselves in Sri Vrindavan Dham, then we can also sing
ವೃಂದಾವನ ರಮ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನ ದಿವ್ಯ ಚಿಂತಾಮಣಿ ಧಾಮ ರತನ ಮಂದಿರ ಮನೋಹರ.
So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami, he receives the blessings by his service, by his submission, and he reaches his home. So coming back to today's verse, so these godly souls who are Raja Rishis, although they are also doing their worldly duties, but still they are renounced from inside. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he incarnated in this world, he also came to teach us this Vairagya Vidya.
Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshartamekaha Purushaha Puranaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhiryasta Aham Prapadye.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us all by his personal example this Vairagya Vidya, the knowledge of the art of renunciation. And Srila Prabhupada, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also went all across the globe and he also taught this Vairagya Vidya. So I remember His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj, whenever he would come and give a class here, he would recite this nice verse from Gopi Geet. And he would make a connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam ಭುವಿ ಗೃಹಂತಿಯೇ ಭೂರಿದ ಜನ.
ದ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ದೀಸ್ ನರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಇರಾಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಚ್ಯೂನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್. ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ ತರ್ಷೇರ್ ಉಪಗೀಯಮಾನ. So these narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Srila Prabhupada was so munificent that Bhurida Jana. So he went all across and he preached this message of love of Godhead. So just I'll recapitulate what we discussed today. So this acronym Raghunath, so R stands for royal and reverential life yet renounced. A, always respectful and accepted the orders to serve the Vaishnavas. G, gratitude leads to showering of mercy. H, heartily and happily distributed remnants, that is his non-envious nature, that is a stage of anartha nivritti. U, ultimate blessings of release from family life, that is giving up asakti. N, that nameless, that neophyte nature of a devotee, that I'm for every day is like a new day in Krishna consciousness, and our complete dependency, that is stage of nishtha. A, assembled Vaishnavas gave him blessings, so that is how we receive ruchi. And then T stands for trust, surrender and service, which led to entrustment under the care of Sarva Damodar Goswami. That was a blessing. And finally, when we are humble, H, we have service attitude, then all the obstacles in the path of devotional life can be eradicated. So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami, in this small pastime of Chiradahi festival, teaches us some lessons for a sadhaka, right from the stage of initial faith till Krishna prema. So we all seek prayers and blessings at the lotus for Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, all the Vaishnavas who were assembled at that time in Panihati, and Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, our Guru, Parampara and Acharyas, that one day we also follow these teachings, instructions, and eventually we also attain the love of Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.